But following in Father Nick's footsteps, not only coming here, I also follow his love of coffee. And I don't love coffee because of the caffeine, actually. I've actually given coffee up for Lent and didn't experience any of the negative effects of caffeine withdrawal or anything. I love coffee simply for the taste. And so when I wake up, my mouth immediately craves this bittersweet dark nectar. I think all of us have some kind of food or drink like that. I've heard some people who don't drink coffee in the morning drink Diet Coke, which I think is a little strange, but more power to you if you do. Don't want to make any enemies here. But we have this thing that when we don't have it, we have this reaction of craving for it. It's like, I want to have this. I also love football. And like many of you, my Sundays will soon be somewhat organized around the Packer game. In fact, I was thinking today that fantasy football preparations should probably begin for me. So if you think my homilies are short now, just wait for the season to start. It's going to be even shorter. You might be thinking this is a strange way to start a homily. And yet, I think this will help us understand, in a small way, the Israelites in our first reading. Now, for some context with this. We encounter the Israelites after they have seen some incredible displays from God. God has just decimated Egypt with the 10 plagues. They've seen a pillar of fire clear the path for them through the desert. And they have seen Moses part the Red Sea, saving them from Egypt's army. And so we find them today after all of this miraculous activity. And in a sense, they finally have a chance to catch their breath and to start to think about what all of this means. And they get to experience what they have always wanted, freedom from slavery. After almost 400 years of living as slaves of Egypt, they are now free. And in this chance where they get to catch their breath, they encounter a question that they did not anticipate having to answer. Is it better to be a slave and well-fed, or to be free and hungry? And the Israelites' initial answer to this question is, would that we had died in the land of Egypt as we ate our fill of bread, but you had to lead us into this desert to die of famine. It's amazing to think what they're saying, that after experiencing freedom from 400 years of hard, backbreaking slavery in Egypt, they want to go back to that slavery because at least they had full stomachs. And they're learning for the first time that with freedom often comes hunger. Now, how does this relate to coffee and football? Well, as I mentioned, I gave up coffee for Lent for the first time about 3 years ago. And the reason I did this was because I would hear a lot of people say something like this, that I could never give up coffee because I would get a headache every day. And I'd be so grumpy that people around me would suffer because of this. And I'd hear this from a lot of people, and I just kind of thought to myself, well, if that's true, then in some sense, I am a slave to coffee. That if going without coffee turns me into a jerk, then coffee has a lot of control and power in my life. And so for Lent, I kind of wanted to find out, how much power does coffee have over me? And the same goes for my love of football. And football was hard when I became a priest because before I would never miss a Packer game. And yet as a priest, as you can imagine, Sundays are fairly busy days for me. And so I have from time to time have to miss a game. And like the Israelites, I would grumble about this. I thought, well, this kind of stinks. You know, it's great, Lord, that you called me to be a priest, but I kind of wish that I could go back to watching football all day on Sunday. And I would in fact become bitter doing something church-related because I often had to miss a game. I was hungry for the entertainment that it gave me. Which, as you can see, and I think some of us have experienced one of these things, that like the Israelites, we can find ourselves slaves to many things. Things that when we don't have them, turns us into a grumbling people. This question of our readings then is asked of us today. Is it better to be slaves and well-fed on coffee, football, and the things of this world, or to be free and yet to be hungry for them? Now, thankfully, Christ answers this question in the gospel as he says, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." What is the food that perishes? Coffee, football, worldly things. What is the food that endures? Christ, the bread of life, and our relationship with him. Because just imagine if we said the same thing about prayer and our relationship with Christ as we did for these other things. If we said, you know, if I didn't pray every single day, or if I didn't go to Mass, I would be a grumpy jerk to everyone I know. And so I have to do these things. There's actually a joke this reminds me of, that there is a man who was quite rude at his workplace, and yet he was known to be a daily Mass goer and very spiritual. And so his coworker went up to him and he said, "Hey, you know, I know you're kind of a really religious person, but you're kind of like a jerk to the people in the office. You know, don't you see a complication there?" And the man responded, "Well, just imagine if I didn't go to Mass, how I would be then." And yet that's the invitation and reflection from our readings, that Christ is inviting us into freedom from the slavery of the things of this world. "I am the bread of life," he says. "Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And in this, he's not speaking of hunger and thirst as physical hunger and thirst, but spiritual hunger and thirst. That we will not look to the things of this world to fulfill the hunger of our heart. So while I still physically very much enjoy coffee, I no longer have to have coffee every day. While I still very much enjoy watching football, I do not have to watch every single football game. What gets me out of bed early in the morning is no longer coffee, but that time to pray with Christ, the bread of life. What gets me excited for Sunday is no longer football, but Mass and receiving him in the Eucharist. I experience a freedom from these things. At least with these things, there's other things that I'm still grumbling about. And yet, to use the words of St. Paul in the second reading, he invites us to put away the old self, slavery to these things, and put on the new self, freedom with Christ. We put away earthly bread for heavenly bread. And once we have tasted this bread from heaven, this bread from Christ, the bread of life, we will not be grumbling for the food of slaves. We will be hungry for the food of the free. And we will then echo the words of our crowd, "Sir, do not give us this bread of coffee and football. Rather, give us always Jesus, the bread of life." What is it that you grumble about when you don't have it? That thing that, yes, may feed you, but you are a slave to it. It may be time, like the Israelites, to ask ourselves, is it better to be a slave and well-fed, or to be hungry and free?